Liking myself. Now that is an interesting topic. Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Liking myself. That seems to be a problem that many people have and haven't figured out how to accomplish it, how to bring it about in their life. We have all done silly things in our life. We've had silly attitudes, and these silly attitudes are attitudes that we have allowed to manipulate our thinking. We all remember the story about the mother who said to the little child, go play on the freeway because you bother me. And one little child takes it throughout his life and says, my mother never loved me. She's always trying to get rid of me. She told me to go play on the freeway. She knew I'd get killed if I did that. And another kid says, my mother would get so frustrated, she'd tell us kids to go play on the freeway to get rid of us, you know, but none of us took her up on it. We knew she still loved us. We knew that she cared, but we knew she was frustrated, and that was the time to leave. Because when she got that angry and said something like that, we really knew she meant business. But we knew she loved us because we liked ourselves. You see, when you like yourself, ugly things can be said to you, and they don't offend you. When you like yourself, things can be said in anger or in violence, you know, and it doesn't mean a thing because you just take it. It's like the little boy who's always fighting with his brothers and sisters, and the sisters, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to do this to you. And that's part of the game. They play the game running around the house, and the sisters are chasing their brother because he's done something they shouldn't do with their things, you know. And he thinks that's the biggest game in the world. And of course they do too, because they're part of the game. They're not frustrated by it. They like themselves. And they know that when the game is over, they'll sit down and have popcorn together. And they'll sit down and have a good time together, being what brothers and sisters can be. Sometimes they can be nice, and sometimes they can be not so nice. So when you like yourself, you can come through any storm, you can come through any problem, no matter what it is, and you just come out the winner. When you don't like yourself, no matter what the reason is, you don't like yourself. When you think you are unworthy, when you think you're not a good type person, then no matter what you go through, what experience you have, you'll find that you are not happy with it. You'll find that you goofed somewhere. Inga. She likes this new name now. Inga was at church, and as she got out of the car to go into church, rather as I saw her there, she had a big spot on her beautiful white sweater, and I thought, oh goodness sakes! And so I brushed it, you know, without her knowing what I was doing, and it didn't come off. And then when she came home later, I said to her, I said, Ingeborg, turn around. Let me look at your blouse here. Look at your sweater. And I looked at her sweater, and there was no spot. And then I said, turn around the other way. And no spot. I said, lift up your sweater. Let me see underneath. She said, well, you can't because it's sewn together. It's part of an outfit that I have. I said, oh, okay. And there was no spot. Now, I could have told her she had a spot on her sweater, and it would have disturbed her through the entire Christmas program at church. And she would have felt very uncomfortable. She would want to get her jacket and put it on to cover the spot, you know. But I didn't say a thing because it didn't bother me and it didn't bother her. I just wanted it to be nice for her. And so later, the spot wasn't there. Now, did she get rid of the spot somehow? Or did the spot go away because it didn't have any recognition? It wasn't appreciated? And quite likely, you know, but that's how it is with our not liking ourselves. When we don't give it any recognition, it'll go away. We say, how could a spot on her sweater that you had brushed off and didn't go away just by not thinking about it? Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. When we don't empower things that irritate us or things that bother us or things that we think shouldn't be, when we don't empower it, they just go away. And when we empower the beautiful things in every one of our thoughts, like Inga said, as she sat at the table, "No, there's no spot there. Everything's okay." And Ellen says, "Inga, you chose that blouse and that sweater thing. It is just beautiful. It looks just great on you." And Inga sat up straight and said, "Yes, it is nice." And she just, she might not have felt good about something, but the moment she got that compliment for her good taste, she just perked up and she just looked like $100 million. But before that, she was just saying, "No, I don't see anything, you know." But when she got a compliment, it just turned her life. Now, this will sound a little far-fetched, but it is true. When you hurt your foot, if you can take your foot in your hand and kiss it, even if you have to hand kiss it down to your foot because your mouth doesn't reach foot, but kiss your foot and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you." All the hurt goes away from that foot instantly. The foot feels just fine, and you put it down, and you walk on it, and you don't even think a thing about it. You forget all about that you had a hurt. Well, this is just the same way with our feelings of inadequacy, where we have a loss of self-confidence. If we empower it by our attention, instead of just saying, "Hey, what I did, it's fine. I did it, and I'm glad. Now it's over with. And release it. And I love it." Then it has no power to be damaging to you. But as long as you empower it with a negative attitude, it has the power to be unhappy with you and unkind to you. So start training yourself today in every single area of your life to say, "I like me." To say, "This is my office and I like it. This big mess on my desk is my mess and I like it. I know right where everything is. And if Herb is going to come in here, I'm going to sweep it all off into a basket, and then when Herb leaves, I'll put it back on the desk again. Because I like to have a nice office." But that's cheating. You know, you're just sweeping it into a basket. Hey, on my desk to be done or in the basket to be done? What difference does it make, you know? But in a basket, I can stick it under the desk. And so then my desk looks all nice and clean. And that means a lot to me. That means part of my self-worth, part of my self-confidence in myself. I like to do things that make me feel self-confident. I like to like myself. So the way I do that is to do whatever measures is necessary to accomplish that. Now, the mother takes her little boy to church. And on the way to church, he's doing the things little boys do. By the time he gets to church, his face looks terrible. He has picked up a stone and he's got dirt on his face and so on. So the mother takes out her handkerchief and spits on him and wipes off his face. You know, I mean, now, who wants somebody to spit on your face? Essentially, that's what she's doing. She's spitting on his face and wiping it off. I mean, it sounds bad that way. But when she spits on her handkerchief and then wipes it off and takes the dirt off, that sounds real caring, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You see, now, it's just a simple little way of referring to it. A spit on your face, you know, and wipe off that dirt. It sounds terrible. But say, "Just a minute, spit on the handkerchief and wipe it off." Life is like that. We can say things in several different ways, in many different ways. And the way we want to say the things is in a positive way, in a beautiful way. Now, Anita has written us letters from her time in Mombasa. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mombaruso.
Mombaruso. That's a city, isn't it? A little city in Italy. And she was babysitting a hotel over there with John. And they just had a great time. And Anita writes that the people of the town just came in and loved the friendliness and the openness of the hotel as they had all the gates open. And they loved to come in and be welcomed into it because the building was right in the center of town. And little did Anita know that here she was opening up this whole thing to the whole community, and they had all had feelings about it. And with her being there, the feelings turned from feelings of a black object sitting in the middle of the town to a beautiful white palace sitting in the middle of the town that was a friendly, joyous place to go and be and do things. And this is great. You see, it's just attitude. It's Anita opened the gates and the people came in. The gates were closed before she came, and everybody thought it was a hidden place, something locked up, something not available to them as it had been in the past. And so it's so simple. When we open the gates of our heart, we open the gates of our life, and we don't care who comes in and goes out. We don't pay any attention to them. The people we pay attention to are the people who are nice, are the people who are excited. There are people who came in your gate at Mambarusa, right? There are people who came in your gate there who were not nice, but you didn't know it. You had no idea, because that was not your expectation. That was not your, and the other people who came in, that was not their expectation. But by the time the people left, they were nice. By the time they left, whatever negative attitudes they may have had about how the place was being run, it was changed. You see, we can change these things in our own heart, not by saying we're going to change it, but we just speak our word that wherever we are is a happy place. Wherever we are, we create a happy place. Now, what was the name of our movie the other night?
Pollyanna.
Well, Pollyanna saw everything beautiful. You saw it, didn't you? Pollyanna saw everything beautiful. She saw everything beautiful. And she had learned from her father about the happy times and the happy places and how to have the happy game, you know. And then it came time for Pollyanna to face a tragedy and come up with playing the happy game. And because it was involving her, and because she was hurt, because she was feeling so badly, because she knew she had been a bad girl, she knew she went out without her aunt's permission, she knew that everything she did, she brought it on herself. You see, when you're so pure and you begin to violate the rules just a little tiny bit, wow! You fall from the top of the tree. You know, that's a long fall, and that's a hard thing to do. But because she had planted so many beautiful seeds before, her world came to her and said, "We love you. You have changed everything about everybody just by being you." A little girl who is living in the rich aunt's house, and she was a joyous, beautiful person. We can do that. But you see, my point at this moment, Pollyanna allowed herself to feel sorry for herself. And so long as she allowed herself to feel sorry for herself, as her doctor said, there's little chance that she'd survive because she had a great problem. But the moment she had motivation to live, the moment she realized that all these people that she loved began to return the love to her, she had reason to be whole and perfect. She had reason to be master of herself. We have that same privilege and that same opportunity to be master of ourselves, the same privilege to be in charge of ourselves if we want to. But if we don't, if we don't know how to like ourselves, we have problems. How do we like ourselves? We like ourselves first by saying, "I like me," by saying, "I'm a wonderful person," by saying, "I do everything right." You say to a little boy, "My, that was a lovely thing that you did." "Yeah, I know." You say to a little girl, "Oh, you got such good grades." "Of course. Of course. What do you expect me to get?" You know? And we look at them and we think, "Ah, haven't you got a little humility, you know? Can't you just say, you know, thank you very much. That was nice of you to say I have good grades. I appreciate it. I know I can do so much better," but no. Say, "Of course. Of course I got good grades. That's what I get. That's the type of person I am. Of course I'm a nice boy, you know? That's the kind of person I am." But we teach our kids to be falsely humble. And so all of our life, we are falsely humble and we don't like ourselves. And we say, someone else perhaps can do it better than I. Someone else can perhaps do it more beautifully than I. And when we do that, then we're being falsely humble, and we're not putting the cause in motion of liking ourselves. And to like ourselves, that's what the name of the game is. So this day, go forth to like yourself and enjoy a beautiful, fulfilling, wonderful life, because you're the master. I love you.
Thank you.